Iran's president has wrapped up his controversial trip to Lebanon, having stirred up emotions in neighboring Israel and the US over his growing support for the military group Hezbollah. Before ending the visit, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad met the group's leader, who reportedly handed him a gun that was taken from an Israeli soldier. Earlier, Ahmadinejad lashed out at Israel, saying Zionists will be defeated, and called for Palestine to be forcefully freed. His comments were made just kilometers away from the border with Israel, sparking protests there and criticism in the US. Well, James Densolel, a Middle East politics and security expert, says that America's anger at the visit is partly aimed at distracting the world from the vast military presence it still has in the region.
Hezbollah's weapons are a bit of a strategic surprise, and we saw that in 2006 where they launched anti-ship missiles and had a certain degree of technological advantage when it came to anti-tank weapons as well. But in addition to the 30,000 or so missiles that Hezbollah has supposedly rearmed itself with since the 2006 conflict, I think the Iranian deals are far more interesting in terms of the welfare aspect. They spent over $1 billion reconstructing large parts of southern Beirut. There was an energy deal signed between the Iranian foreign minister and the Lebanese energy minister that could provide much-needed gas and oil supply to an electrical infrastructure here in Lebanon that is on its legs, really. And I think that is much more interesting in terms of Iran's use of soft power to improve its relations with Lebanon rather than simply weapons alone. There is a crescendo of violence regards to the Iranian-US relationship currently in the Middle East. And the US has not fully exited Iraq. It still has some 50,000 troops on the ground there, if you include special forces, and the largest embassy, US embassy in the world. This is a presence that aims to have a strategic effect in influencing which direction Iraq goes, and of course a reminder to the neighbor in Iran that the US has not exited the region but remains on alert there instead. The problem we have is that the competency of the Iraqi military is in stark contrast to the incompetency of the Iraqi political elite and government. Bear in mind, we have had no government in Iraq for a record-breaking time, over 7 months now. The newly rebuilt US-sponsored Iraqi army numbers some 650,000 if you include the border guard and the police. Americans are on a weapons spending spree at the moment in the Middle East. They're just finishing off a $60 billion deal with the Saudis and have sold over $10 billion worth of weapons to the Iraqis since the war, including high-tech equipment such as F-16s and M1 tanks.